Mendalit on Badalit. We'll start back again from Gimel on the days. From Nechem Yubarid Rav Chadilai. Mashkate Shmaita. He got involved in learning the Nofer Kutzl Tchumen. He went out of the Tchum by accident. Omale Rav Chisla Rav Nachman. Nechem Yitamit Koshori Bitzar. Rav Chisla said to Rav Nachman that Nechem is Bitzar. Let's do something for him. Amar lo, so Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman, said to Rav Chisda, "Aselo mechitza shel bnei adam, v'yikanes. Make a ring around him of people, and let him go back into the tchum." So Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak achori de Rava, the Yosef Rava kamei de Rav Nachman. So Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was sitting behind him. Amar lo, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak for Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said to Rava, "My komi boyle the Rav Chisda. What was Rav Chisda's shaila that he said to Rav Nachman, he's bitzar, let's see if we can do something. What was his shaila? What could they do? There was enough people to bring him back into the tchum. The komi boyele hilchasok Ram Gamliel. Oh, ain't halacha Ram Gamliel. Right? Is the halacha like Ram Gamliel? That if you have a place that has a mechitza around it, even though you weren't there when Shabbos came in, since you went out of the tchum, Shalom Midas. So you can walk through that whole mechitza area, and if it brings you back into your tchum, that's fine. Or the halakha is not like Ram Gamliel, that we only consider a mechitza place for Amos if you were there when Shabbos came in. But even if you went out of the tchum Shalom Midas and you're in a place now with mechitza, it doesn't help. Dilma, that maybe that was the shaila. He knew that they had enough people to bring him back in. The shaila was, does it help or not? Is halacha like Ram Gamliel or not? Dilma b'dlo molu gavri askina, or maybe the shaila was there wasn't enough people to bring him back in, but there was enough people to bring him within two amas of the tchum. The komi boy le halacha kavaleser or in halacha kavaleser, and halacha the shaila was is the halacha like kavaleser that somebody who goes out of the tchum has two amas to come back in. If as long as you didn't go more than two amas out of the tchum, you can come back. Or no, the halacha is not like kavaleser. As soon as you walk even one step out of the tchum, you can't come back in. Where it says pshita b'dlo molu gavri askina, it has to be that the shaila was when there wasn't enough people to bring him closer than two amas to the tchum. If there was enough people to bring him back into the tchum, right, then what's the shaila? Rav already paskin like Rav Gamliel. So why did Rav Chisda have any kind of shaila whether the halacha is like Rav Gamliel or not? Rav paskin like Rav Gamliel. Elavari b'lo molu gavri askinan u'derav Elezer k'mi boyalei. Therefore, it must be that he knew that the halacha would have been, had there been enough people to bring him back into the tchum, it would have helped. The question was, they didn't have enough people to bring him back into the tchum, only to within two amas, and therefore, what's it called, the shaila was, is two amas considered back in the tchum, like Rav Elezer, or not? Dekanami, dekamerle, yikones. He should come in, let them make enough people, and then he should come in. Ma yikones la below mechitza. Mashma yikones means after the mechitza he had to come in, but not that he was in already because of the mechitza. And Tosus here asks Lechora, why don't you just do the mechitza twice? Right, keep walking. People should keep walking as a mechitza. So the Gemara later on says this mechitza of people only helps if the people don't know that they're being made as a mechitza. They know they're being made as a mechitza, it doesn't help. So Tosu says that after the first time people know, so then it wouldn't help. That's what Tosu says. Okay, Eisei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak LeRav. Rashi Dekonomi B'dlo Molu Gavri Hadi. The Omer LeRav Nachman Aselo Mechitza Shol Bnei Adam V'Yikonis. Mashu, two separate things. Lomer LeLameimer Yikonis Elohachi Kamer Asel Mechitza Ad Hashtayim V'Acher Kach Yikonis Hu Miasno B'lo Mechitza. Since he's within two amas of the tchum, like the halakha sekel belezer, that if you didn't go more than two amas out of the tchum, you can go back in. Eishvei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak LeRava, nofel dofna lo yamid bo adam behem of a kelim, the lo yiskav es amita lifros aleha sadin, the vishayin osin oel aroi bitchila biyantif. Okay, now we're going to ask how you can make a mechitza on Shabbos or Yantif to enable the guy to come back into the tchum. Right? If you're, the Parshas is talking about a sukkah of mitzvah, a regular sukkah. So if the, one of the walls of the sukkah fell down, so you can't put a person there or an animal or kelim or pick up the bed to make it now a wall, in order to put a sheet over it and to make a mechitza. V'fishein osin oel aroi b'tchila b'yontif. You can't make an oel aroi, and oel aroi, we'll see, doesn't only mean on the top, even though it's a Rashi that we had in Shabbos. It's mashma that the only time that a mechitza is called a mechitza, an ohel, is on the top. But from this Gemara is almost clear that it has to be on the side. In fact, the Ritva says a Rashi and Charata from what he said over there. And you see that an ohel can be any mechitza, we'll see in 1 second, that's matter something, is called an ohel aroi. So you're not allowed to make an ohel aroi on Yontif. Vein tzorech lomar b'Shabbos. Surely not on Shabbos. Even on Yontif. Surely not on Shabbos. Omar lei, and Pashas, the reason is because Yontif is more kal, and Shabbos is more chomer, even though there's no difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif, except for ochel nefesh. There's a Chasam Sofer here that, if you want to look it up in the book here, says a cute pshat, but not for now. Okay. Why Yontif would be a havamina that you could make an ohel aroi. But in any case, but Pashas, the reason is not on, even on Yontif, and surely not on Shabbos, because Yontif's only a lav, and Shabbos is a chiyuv misa. Omele at amrisli meha, va'ano amina loch meha. You're asking me a question from here, I'll bring you for another place. Also, the meschaveh or dolphin, kedeshi yokal v'yishte v'yoshin. A person can make his friend a wall for a sukkah, so he should be able to eat and sleep, the yiskov is hamita, and he's allowed to pick up the bed and make it a wall for the sukkah. The yifro soleh sadin, kidei shlo tipo kam al ames. And you can put a sheet over the bed in order that there should be shade over a person who's dead, right, the al ha'ochlin, and on people that are eating there. But the dead guy shouldn't start to decompose because the sun's shining directly on him. So you see, you're allowed to make an ohel aroi. You're allowed to make a temporary ohel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Kashin adodin. So nice, there's a steer between these two braises. Lo kashin. Hor Rebelezer, hor Rabbanan. Right? One goes like Rebelezer, one goes like Rabbanan. Dishnan. Pekaka chalom. You have a closure in a window. A shutter. Okay? Rebelezer omer bisman shekosher v'toli pokim bo. If it is tied on and it's hanging, so it's clear that it's only a kli. You're not adding on to the binyan by adding a shutter into the roof, right? Pokimbo. Then you're allowed to use it. Because then it's clear that it's not, you're not adding on to the building, you're just closing the window. The imlaving pokimbo. The chachamim omrim benkach uvenkach pokimbo. And the chacham hold, you could close no matter what. Even if it's not tied and it's not hanging, right? So you see that the rabbanan hold, you're allowed to make an ohel aroi, because the chalom is what's it called, open, and here you're closing it, so you're making an oel. And the Rabbi Lezer holds you can't. When it says, "V'ha'it moraloh, Amar Rabba Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim Shein Osul An Olin Aroi B'Tchila B'Yontif, Tein Tzorech Lom B'Shabbos." Right? This is not the machlokas. Everybody holds you can't make an ohel, even a temporary ohel, L'Chatchila on Shabbos or Yontif. Lo Nechleku El Lahosif. The machlokas over there is adding to an existing ohel. There, the opening in the roof wasn't the only opening. There was most of the roof was closed. Here you were adding something to an existing ohel. So adding to an existing ohel, that's their machlokas. L'shurabelezer omer ein mosifim b'yontif, ein tzorech lomar b'Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says you can't add unless the thing was tied there to begin with and hanging, and then it's a kli, and then it's like a door opening and closing. Then you can open a door and close a door. You can open a window and close a window. But if the thing wasn't there, then you're adding to the ohel from something that wasn't part of a opening and closing kind of thing, then it's awesome. The chacham or mosifim b'Shabbos ain't tzorech lom b'yontif. And the chacham hold you can add to an ohel, an existing ohel, on yontif, and surely on Shabbos, and even on yontif. And surely on yontif. So here, what's it called? Elolokasha, hokreb neir, hokreb yehuda. No, the machlokas of those two brises, whether you're allowed to put up a wall of a sukkah or not, right, is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Titania, Asal lebehema dofen l'sukkah, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Now it's only focusing in on the one that making an animal. If you can make an animal, what's it called, a dofen for a sukkah, the Rabbanan holds, Rabbi Meir holds it's no good, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay. Right? So what's it called? So that's why that's a machlokas, and the machlokas centers around the animal. See, one second, the Gemara asks right away, but it says other things there, not animals, right? Reb Meir de kapasul hasam al malab mechitzahi, right? Hachashori. Reb Meir holds that an animal is not a mechitza, so therefore you're not putting up a mechitza if you put an animal to close off the sukkah. So it's okay. Right? Reb Meir holds you can't use an animal for a mechitza of a sukkah. Would hold you'd be allowed to put an animal, right? If the wall fell down, you're allowed to put an animal there because you're not doing anything. The mechitza is not good. So you're allowed to put up a non-mechitza on Shabbos. But the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, they call machshir hasam alma mechitzahi. Hacha asr. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is a good mechitza, therefore over here it'll be asr. So the Braisa that says it's mutter to put up the animal goes like Reb Meir, who says it's not a mechitza. And the Braisa that says it's asr to put up an animal says, would hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it is a mechitza. Where it says, hisbara, that's an answer. Emer de shamisle Reb Meir behema. Other mekelim shamisle. They only argue by behema, because the pashtus, because the animal may run away, and therefore it's not a good mechitza. But by other things, Adam, Kalim, person has das, he'll stay there. Right? He can control the person. Same thing goes with Kalim. So this, the machlokas of Meir of Yehuda is only by an animal, and the Braisa speaks about Kalim and Adam too. The Su, Reb Meir Aliba de Man. Who's Reb Meir go according to? He Aliba de Rabbi Lazar Lahosif Nomi Asher. Right? Lechara, who does Reb Meir go according to? What are you telling me? That since it's not, doesn't have a din of a mechitza, so it's okay to put up. Right? According to Rabbi Lazar, you can't even put up an addition mechitza. Right? So it's at least adding to the mechitza. Ela aliba de Rabbana. Right? Ela mai, according to the Rabbana. Name Adam Rabbana lahosif. Lechatchila miyomah. Even the Rabbanan hold only a mechitza. Even Rabbi Lazar holds you can't even add. The Rabbanan hold you can add to an existing mechitza, but you can't put up a new mechitza. Even a mechitza that doesn't have a din of a mechitza can't put up. Elahavah Rabbanan. Both of them go according to the Rabbanan. The Kalim HaKalim Lokasha, Habadofen Shlishis, Habadofen Revius. It depends if this, you need this mechitza to make the sukkah. If you already have three walls and you're putting up the fourth wall, just stam extra. So that's not a mechitza hamateris, not a mechitza that's mater anything, and therefore it's not considered hosafa on an oel aroi. The oel's already up. And this is not even a hosafa, it's just stam, an extra thing. That's not called an ohel, since it's not mechitza hamateris. And dekanami, dekani nafal dofna shmamina, that is talking about mamish, one of the defanos of the sukkah, that's when it's also. But if it's not one of the defanos of the sukkah, just an extra addition to the sukkah, then that, since it's only a mechitza, it's not on the top, it's only on the side, it's not matir anything, that's mutter. Rashi. Nothal dofna shal sukkah, the lo yisko besanita, sheyesh lo besukkah, keneged hapirza. You don't pick up the bed and close up the opening where the wall fell down with the bed. The apogav de lo mnevzi kabinyan, the dome ke miskav and lefanos lemakom, even though it doesn't look like you're building, because it looks like you're just putting the bed up and leaning it against the wall, right, in order to make room in the sukkah. Afilu hachi asr. Even so, it's asr. That's a chiddush. Lo yisko flo esanita. Doesn't look like building. But still, it's nice. You made a mechitza. The kasha lahanet the shor lasos mechitza. So b'niyom the Shabbos. The kasha is how could they make a mechitza of people on Shabbos to be matter him to come into the tchum when we will see that a mechitza that's matter is awesome. Today shiyocha v'yishta v'yashin ikar mitzvaser sosukah b'dvarim halolu. You want to put up this wall so you should be able to eat and sleep and in the sukkah, eat and drink and sleep. That's the main mitzvah of the sukkah. The yitzkov v'sadita amashari parchin and kashin adar. These two braises contradict each other. Bimlav ain't pokin bos. First the Gemara wanted to say it's machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim. The domi lebonis a mosif al stima sabayis, because now the roof is closed but a portion of it's open. So you want to put a shutter on the portion that's open that looks like binyan, and it's awesome. The apal pisha aroi, who even though it's only temporary, sorry, you're not going to leave the window closed. It's only temporary that you're closing up the window. Still, it's awesome. And the rabbanon holds you could do it. So The Braisa says you could put up a whole wall, even if it's not an addition. And here it says, even the Rabbanan who are matir it, only a matir to add to the hole in the roof, not to what's it called, to make a whole wall by itself. Rav Meir posts, on the first Masechet Sukkah, Shema Tivrach. The reason Rav Meir holds that an animal can't be a mechitza is because we're afraid it may run away. The lab midika ovid, the kivin d'lo mesakin l'sukkah, apagav d'ovid ohel, shori. You're not fixing up the sukkah, right? According to a mayor, it's not an animal is not a good mechitza, so he didn't accomplish anything. So therefore, it's mutter to put it up. The kasover olsin ola roy, the hold lo mesakin sukkah ainu ela ola roy. Since you're not being matter the sukkah, you're not fixing up the sukkah with this animal because that won't help. So you're allowed to put up the animal. For sure, the akati tuba ikav mifach. Rashi says the mice has plenty to ask over here. First of all, Allah, the hot today shiokav ish to be yoshin funny. Says the Feirish that you're putting up the wall in order to be able to eat in the sukkah. If it doesn't help, then what are you going to be able to eat? Now, if it goes like with Meir, you're allowed to do it because it doesn't help. But if it doesn't help, then you can't eat in the sukkah. It's not a sukkah anymore. So the Gemara could have asked that too. How about the sakna the sukkah cost? It's mashma that it will help. So you can't say it's talking according to a Meir and the animal's not a mechitz, and that's why it's okay because it doesn't help. The maisa, it what's it called? It doesn't help. What does it say? Kadesh yochal v'yishta. The Gemara says, the Gemara is going to ask a lot of questions on this. Can't be anyway. So it could have asked this one too. But the Havamina, that's Rav Meir, is very, very weak because it doesn't fit anything. The Shamas Rav Meir, the Apostle Behema, Mishum Shema Tivrach. Main question we have is that you can only say it goes according to Rav Meir if it would only say Behema. But it says Kalim and Adam too. Adam Sheishbo Das Lamo. Okalim Shehain Zozim im Koman Mishamisle. The mayor doesn't argue by Adam and Kalim. He holds those can make a bona fide mechitza. And the Brisa says that even those you can put up. So it can't be Rav Meir. The high Tana Adam and Kalim, who diktani osis chaderu dofam v'yiskava samita. Right? So you can't answer Rav Meir because it doesn't fit the chlal. And like Rashi said, you could have asked a lot of other kashas, and they can't be Rav Meir, but the Gemara asked some of them and showed that it can't be anyway. The su noid lo masakin lo sukkah Rav Meir demokmis lahad the shari alibay umishum de lo havi tikkun mechitza the ohel de lav hechsher mechitza alibay demar the shari Rav Meir. Right, who does this go according to? Who does Rav Meir hold from? Right, because it's not a mechitza that helps, it's okay. Who does hold off like that? Right, the shari Rav Meir lo kamer krebelazer rabbi. He didn't say like the Rebelezer is ready. Because Rebbe Lezer says you can't even mimose it on an Ola Roy, even when it's not mocked or anything. Just a what's it called? A window. Velo Karabonim, the Kaka Chalom, ain't bo mitzvah sukkah. There's no mocked or anything. Velo Shor Rabbonim, la hosik. There is only a whole sofa that's mutter, not a real, a what's it called, putting up a whole mechitza. Elohovah Rabbonim. The Hodik Tani Nofel Dolphin, Elo Yamid Bo, the Dolphin Shlishis. Elamai, there's a difference between a dolphin that's mocked or something. And a dolphin is not matter anything. A mashain came when you have something on the roof, which is mamish and ohel, right, above, there it doesn't make a difference if it's matter or not matter. There it's always osir if you're mosif according to Rabban, it's mutter, and if you're not mosif according to everybody, if it's a complete thing, it's osir. When it's on the ground, then it makes a difference. If it's a complete thing, right, it's mutter, if as long as it's not what's it called, not matter anything. The Dauphin Shlish, the Rishtei Defanus and Kori Oel. Rashi says that in two Defanus is not called an Oel. Why? The Chiavid Ba Dauphin Shlish, because it's not a sukkah. You need three walls in a sukkah. So two Defanus is not an Oel. It's not a sukkah. But you need the third wall to make it a sukkah. Right? And the third wall, Dauphin Shlish, is Mashvele Oel. Umod Rabban and Dein Osim Oel Aroi B'tchila. And here you're making an Oel on Shabbos by putting up the third one, because that's Makarit. The fact that it's matter something, it creates something, makes it an oel. V'hadetani mutter b'dofen revius. Where it says it's mutter to do, the Braisa says it's mutter, it's talking where you have three walls. So you have an oel already. So now when you add the fourth one, you're adding to an oel. But you're not creating an oel. The belav hachi havi oel. The high tosef is bi'almahu. Rabban l'tamayu damri mosif an oel b'shabbat. Right? But if it's something that's matter, so then that's creating an oel to begin with. But if it's not matter, then it's just a hosafa to an oel. Dekanami, the hadiktani osur b'dofen shlish is called diktani nafal dofna. The mashma dofen shini teresba. The dolphin that made it a sukkah. The Ravias will have you tikkun sukkah. The Snan, the Shein, the Shalosh, the Funnish, Psula. Once you have three walls, it's kosher. Right? The fourth wall is not part of the Hechsher of the sukkah. It's Masher from Rashi, though, that you have to come on to, not just that it's not matter anything, but that it's not an Ohel, and you're making an Ohel by adding the third one. And it has to be a Hosafa. It's Masher from Rashi, that even if you're not matter anything, but if you're putting up a total mechitza that's not matter anything, but it's not a hosafa to another mechitza, that still wouldn't be good. Halacha is not like that. Halacha is you're allowed to put up a mechitza even if it's not a hosafa. And as long as it's not matter anything, it's always called hosafa la'ol aroi. It's not called an ohel when it's a wall. Right? It's only called an ohel if it's matter something. So from Rashi's mashma, that it has to be a hosafa, but it can't be a complete mechitza. If you only have one wall, total, not in addition to other walls, that it will be also, even if it's on the side, and even if it's not matter anything. The halacha is like the matter, not like that.